Most people's big goals become root-bound, like redwood trees stuffed into flower pots. They never grow to their true potential because their self-images are squeezed by their limited horizons. Instead of looking to find ways to make their dreams come true, they list reasons why they wouldn't work out in the first place. The majority of humans view goal setting as a tedious waste of time. Instead, they watch their heroes and heroines making money and enjoying their own career goals on television. And they forfeit their lives escaping from the dreams they never dreamed and the goals they never set. For many people, getting through the day is their goal. And as a result, they generate just about enough energy and initiative to get through the day. Since we always move in the direction of our currently dominant thoughts, whatever we are thinking of, we are unconsciously moving toward the achievement of that thought. This could be the next drink for an alcoholic, the next fix for a drug addict, or divorce or bankruptcy. Many illnesses are all goals spawned out of negative attitudes and habit patterns. For many, their primary goal is to retire, but they'd better think twice, because the ultimate state of retirement is horizontal in a box with a lily in their hand. You know, I've studied military personnel and union members and government employees and business people who were looking forward to retiring and just doing nothing after about 20 or 30 years of tedious labor. Do you know that they live about 7 years on the average in retirement if they don't have either a second career or a challenging goal to keep them going and keep them growing? Well, 7 years or so isn't much time to enjoy their pensions and just doing nothing. You know, we all have the potential and the opportunity for success in our lives, and it takes just as much energy and effort to lead a bad life as it does for a good life. And yet millions in our abundant society lead unhappy, aimless lives, existing from day to day, year to year, confused and frustrated, in a prison of their own making. The losers in life are the people who have never made the decision that could set them free. They've not decided what to do with their lives, even in our own free society. You know, you gotta have a dream if you're going to make a dream come true. Sally Ride dreamed of becoming the first woman astronaut. And as a boy, Anwar Sadat imagined that he would lead Egypt to a new era of progress. And Sandra Day O'Connor set goals that would take her from law school to become the first woman member of the United States Supreme Court. And Meryl Streep, as a girl, saw herself as a great actress. Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond, without much early encouragement, they fantasized in high school about being star performers. And young Stevie Wonder used to sit in the darkness, with music playing in his head, practicing for the day when his songs would light up others' lives, who may not be able to visualize success by seeing from within. And you know, Maggie lived in a small room over her father's grocery store. She yearned for a life in public service. She could imagine herself presiding over the House of Parliament and leading her country to renewed vigor and self-determination. I don't know how seriously her father took her daydreams as young Maggie worked and studied and lived in that little room over his store until she was 21. But no one today would doubt little Maggie's self-direction forecast, as they have seen living proof of Margaret Thatcher walking out of 10 Downing Street on her way to a NATO summit conference as England's first woman prime minister. All the great philosophers in history at one time or another have compared human beings with ships. About 95% of the people can be compared to ships without rudders, subject to every shift of wind and tide. They float along on the external currents, helplessly adrift. They fondly hope and dream that one day they'll drift into a rich and successful port, and they usually end up on the rocks or run aground. But those 5% who win, who have taken the time and exercised the discipline to decide on a destination and to chart a course, well, they sail straight and far, reaching one port after another, and accomplishing more in just a few years than the rest accomplish in an entire lifetime. Every sea captain knows his or her next port of call. Even though they can't see their actual destination for fully 99% of their voyage, they know what it is and where it is, and that barring an unforeseen catastrophe, they'll surely reach it if they keep doing certain things in the same way every day.